It's Monday, June 13th, AD 2022. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Early in the morning on June 5th, a bomb exploded on the premises of a Catholic school in the Indian state of Manipur, reports International Christian Concern. Fortunately, no one was injured, and the bomb only damaged portions of the school building. The blast prompted school staff and students to hold a sit-in protest on June 6th, demanding greater security from the government to make the school a violence-free zone. Matthew 5, verse 9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." China's defense minister warned on Sunday that his country will, quote, "fight to the very end," end quote, to stop Taiwan from breaking away. They've described the dispute over the island as the issue that could most easily trigger conflict between the United States and China. Speaking in Singapore, China's defense minister Wei Fang said, quote, "Let me make this clear. If anyone dares to split Taiwan from China, we will not hesitate to fight. We will fight at all costs. We will fight to the very end. This is the only choice for China," end quote. Defense Secretary General Lloyd Austin accused China of, quote, "provocative and destabilizing military activity near Taiwan," end quote, including deploying large numbers of Chinese warplanes frequently near the island's airspace. Plus, Austin said, quote, "We're seeing Chinese vessels plunder the region's provisions, operating illegally within the territorial waters of other Indo-Pacific countries," end quote. China claims sovereignty over practically the entire South China Sea, dismissing competing claims by the Philippines, Vietnam, and other neighbors. Midway through the 2022 primary season, many Democratic lawmakers and party officials are venting their frustrations with President Biden's struggle to advance the bulk of his agenda, doubting his ability to rescue the party from a predicted midterm trouncing, and increasingly viewing him as an anchor that should be cut loose in 2024. Gas prices hit a new record high on Sunday, climbing to a national average of $5.01 for a gallon of gas, according to AAA. The average spiked about 16 cents from last week as summer rolled in and Americans started driving more for vacations, trips, and outings. Around this time last year, the national average for a gallon of gas was $3.07. Thanks, President Biden. In the wake of mass shootings in New York and Texas, where in each instance the gunmen purchased AR-style rifles, gun control advocates gathered in hundreds of cities in 45 states on Saturday to push for stronger gun control laws, reports National Public Radio. The group March for Our Lives, created by survivors of the 2018 school shooting in Parkland, Florida, organized the rallies. Christian talk show host Todd Starnes reports that a group of 10 rogue Republican senators caved to Democrats and agreed to a bipartisan deal on gun control legislation, though the compromise excludes President Biden's assault weapons ban and a raised minimum age for rifle purchases. The most egregious concern is that the anti-gunners will use the legislation's red flag laws to strip law-abiding gun owners of their legally acquired firearms. The Republican senators who betrayed gun owners include John Cornyn, Tom Tillis, Roy Blunt, Richard Burr, Bill Cassidy, Susan Collins, Lindsey Graham, Rob Portman, Mitt Romney, and Pat Toomey. In response, Michael Sabatino, a retired Marine combat veteran who served in Vietnam, tweeted, quote, "This is how the Nazis took over Germany. Watch for these signs. They banned guns, got rid of God, and banned church services. The Nazis tore down statues, burned the flag, got rid of the police, and put their country in a state of fear," end quote. A man known for having memorized 20 books of the Bible has started volunteering at the Creation Museum to teach visitors his methods of scripture memorization, reports the Christian Post. Tom Meyer, a professor of Shasta Bible College of Redding, California, began volunteering at the Petersburg, Kentucky-based museum at the beginning of June, where he's teaching Christians how to memorize scripture and the benefits that come from this ancient discipline. For the visitors to the Creation Museum and Ark Encounter, Meyer will recite from memory the Genesis account of the worldwide flood. Psalm 119, verse 11 says, I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Well, the emails about our little newscast keep coming in to adam@theworldview.com. 18-year-old Timothy Turnbull in Big Sandy, Texas, wrote, quote, thank you so much for sending everyone biblically supported news. There's so much junk out there, and yet it is nice to know what's going on in the world. It is so great that you all do this and include Bible verses and much more in your emails. It is a continual reminder to me that God is always in control, no matter what may happen. Thank you all for your service. End quote. And Steve Hammond in Columbia Falls, Montana said, quote, our family so appreciates the Worldview in 5 minutes. It not only gives the major news stories, but does so through a biblical worldview that takes God's heart and word seriously. I especially love the scripture verses that you cite when tied to a news story, because they help us see that God is indeed still in control and at work, despite the chaos in our world. Keep up the good work. End quote. Toward our goal of raising $76,000 by Tuesday, July 5th, 38 Worldview donors stepped up to the plate. Not only did we raise the $9,920 needed to meet last Friday's goal, we blew it out of the water. Our thanks to Lucia in Linden, Pennsylvania, who gave $20, Carla in Nampa, Idaho, Brittany in Parker, Colorado, and an anonymous donor in Braintree, Essex, England, each of whom gave $25, as well as Linda in Wesley Chapel, Florida, Vanessa in Madison, Wisconsin, Edward in Tuolumne, California, Myong in Flushing, New York, and Brianne in Highland, New York, each of whom gave $50. We're grateful to Leonore in Dry Prong, Louisiana, Philip in Fishkill, New York, Elaine in Poteau, Oklahoma, and Donna in Troy, Montana, each of whom gave $100, as well as Jared in Macy, Indiana, who pledged $10 per month for 12 months for a gift of $120, Troy in Durham, North Carolina, Julie in Marion, Indiana, and Elsa in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, each of whom gave $200, as well as Sandra in Pierre, South Dakota, who gave $220, Joyce in Millbrook, New York, who pledged $20 per month for 12 months for a gift of $240, and Nida in Hayden, Queensland, Australia, who gave $255. Special thanks to Rich in Elma, Washington, and Brittany in Loyal, Kentucky, both of whom gave $300, Sally in Milford, Ohio, Richard in Odenton, Maryland, and Daniel in Bakersfield, California, each of whom pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300 each, as well as Lowell in Colorado Springs, Colorado, who gave $400, Deneen in Daphne, Alabama, who gave $445, as well as Christopher in Brownsburg, Indiana, Nancy in Flagstaff, Arizona, and Rick in Kailua Kona, Hawaii, each of whom gave $500. And we praise God for Deacon in Carlotta, California, who gave $600, John in Colorado Springs, Colorado, who gave $800, Brian in Raleigh, North Carolina, and Diana in Tucson, Arizona, both of whom gave $1,000, Craig in Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia, who gave $1,200, as well as Pam in Sierra Madre, California, Kristen in Bulverde, Texas, and John in Colorado Springs, Colorado, each of whom pledged $100 per month for 12 months for a gift of $1,200 each. Those 38 new gifts total $14,225. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $23,305. That means we need to raise $14,695 toward our $19,000 goal by Friday, June 17th. We still need to find 5 Worldview listeners to pledge $100 per month for 12 months, 7 people to pledge $50 per month for 12 months, and 14 listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months. Just go to theworldview.com, click on Give, select the dollar amount, and then click on the recurring tab button if that's your wish. Thank you for prayerfully helping to provide the funding to keep this newscast on the air. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, June 13th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.